Rabbi Gamliel used to say, "Asei ritzoinai kirtzoincha." Make his will like your will. Make the Baruch Hashem's will like your will. Kadei sheyaser ritzoincha, in order that Hashem should make ritzoincha kirtzoinai, your will like his will. Ubatel ritzoincha mei ritzoinai, mivakel your ratzin from his ratzin. Kadei sheyivakel ratzin achem mei ritzoincha. Lean Eder in the future, tomorrow night, Lean Eder will speak more about that part of the Mishnah. Tonight I would like to speak about the end of Mishnah Dalet. Hillel Oimer, Al Tifrish Atzmecha Menatzibur. Don't separate yourself, don't be a Parish Menatzibur. Al Shir Doyle of a cute Maise, very funny Maise, that I heard from the Talmud of Chatzkol. They were once putting on a protest in Panovich. They're making a protest. The Bochum were upset, I think, about the food. They were upset about something in Panovich, and they're making a protest against the Panovich Rav. I think it was the food they were upset about. So what the Bochum did is they all decided that nobody's learning in the Beis Medrash. Nobody's learning in the Beis Medrash for that day. They're all going to pack up to their Snashim. They're on strike. So they all learned in the Ezra Snashim. And this way, that was the strike. So the Panovich Rav would come to the Beis Medrash. Nobody's in the Beis Medrash. They're on strike. Except there were two frumma guys who felt they were too frum. Not nice, the Panovich Rav. So the whole Olam Hagam, the Olam went up to that Znoshim. They're not going to be part of such a silly frivolity. So they learned in the Beis Medrash. Two frumma for frum the guys. So they're sitting in the Beis Medrash, plugging away. Reb Chatzkel comes in the Beis Medrash, Pirish for that Tzibur! Screams, get up to that Znoshim! Now people are upon a tremendous pachad from Chatzkel. Tremendous pachad. Two bochum sitting and Chatzkel shrying at them, Parish from Ratzibur. They both run up to the Ezes Nashim. Then Reb Chatzkel proceeded up to the Ezes Nashim. He followed behind the two boys, the two Prushim. And he goes to the Ezes Nashim and he says that whoever's not down in 5 seconds, he says, I will personally stand by Gan Eden and you're not getting in. If you're not down, people are jumping off the rafters. The guys jumped back down. Kitzchak Goyim, the person has to learn to be part of the Tzibur. Not to be Parish from that Tzibur. The person who's part of the Tzibur. Hagam, a lot of times we speak about the Nekuda. A lot of times we speak about the Nekuda of being a Yachid. So Avram is called Avram Ha'ivri. We're called Ivriim, the ability to be a Yachid. Many times in life it calls to be a Yachid. But a person should also be attuned to the Tzibur. I know in the mirror, it always inspired me. There's so many different things for the tzibur. Somebody puts out pencils for the tzibur. Somebody puts out paper for the tzibur. Somebody puts out all different things for the tzibur. All these little, small zaken. Somebody cleans out. You see Bachram and the yeshiva here. Clean the base medish for the tzibur. It's very important to be attuned to the tzibur. Not to be a parish for that tzibur, but to be somebody who's attuned to the tzibur. Who cares for the tzibur. Who thinks about the tzibur. Who's part of the tzibur. Again, it's not a steer to sometimes be a yachid in some aspects, but to be attuned to the people around you, to be urban, abrius, atifish min atzibur. The Mishnah goes on, al tam and atzcha ad yoy maischa, don't believe in yourself till the day a person dies. Val tod nes chaver, we'll speak more about this whole Mishnah. Every word of this Mishnah is a gem, like all of Avais. And b'lin eder, in the future nights, it looks like we're rushing, we're going to go through everything in this Mishnah, b'lin eder, in the future. I just want to see that the last din of the Mishnah. Is what I want to speak about tonight. It says, don't judge your friend till you're in his position. And here are the last 2 points of this Mishnah, 2 points I want to speak about. The Mishnah says, don't say something that's hard to hear. It's people can't understand. But at the end they'll understand. It takes a lot of work to understand. This I got from Rabbi Raifer, 2 points on this Mishnah. There are people who sometimes walk out of the shir, and they say, my Rebbe's a genius! Shh, my Rebbe's a goyim. He's a goyim, what are you saying, shir? I don't know, but he must be brilliant, the shir blew me away. Then he's not a goyim. If the only thing the Rebbe taught in shir is that he's a goyim, he's not a goyim. If all you learned from shir, that's the Mishnah's talking to you. Don't say things that the goal of the shir is to show the shir that he's such a goyim. He is so brilliant. Wow. He must be brilliant. None of us understood. Al taymar, don't say things. Dover sheyefsha lishmaya. Shesayv lishma. Takes hard work to understand. Say things clearly and simply. Explain what you mean. Very similar to the first part, we say, Chacham Mizaru B'Dvarichem. Be careful on your words. Say things clearly, speak clearly. My Rebbe, I'm not coming to knock at all. My Shiva Iper is very against Rebbeim speaking to American boys in Yiddish. Now I'm not coming, there's some people very much push Yiddish, maybe there's a place for it. But Iper, my Rebbe is very mocked to speak English, very clearly. Because he says in Yiddish, it's great! Theoretically, the Bachur Kovine should know Yiddish. If he would say the same shmuzim, we should all know Yiddish. There might be big milus in Yiddish. But at the end of the day, if the Bachur don't know Yiddish, speak, it's not worth that the Bachur shouldn't have a clear, exact thing what you mean. Say clearly what you mean. Don't say things that Bachur don't understand, that have to work on Shasaifa in the Shama, that only in the end will be understood. The Bachur doesn't have to dray around. There are many times they get the wrong shot, they get the wrong message. Learn to speak clearly. Learn to prepare when you Kveiz Hashem, you say Shiur, you speak to your children. Learn to speak clearly, to give a clear message. That sometimes you wonder, you see a Talmud of a Rebbe, you see the person not Erlich. I always wonder what the Rebbe did. You see a Bacher is on Erlich. Who's your Rebbe? He says a Chashuv Yiddish. You see somebody's on Erlich. There's a certain Bacher I'm thinking I met somewhere, Eretz Yisrael. It's not Erlich. Who's your Rebbe? Rebbe's not on Chashuv. What happened? He must not have clearly explained his position on things. Speak clearly. Speak out your position on things. Say very right. I know Rabbi Iper is not, but he tells the Bacham on all the areas of Yiddishkeit. He doesn't leave. He doesn't leave things for our imagination. He speaks it out roch b'tchaktana, very, very clearly. Things that can be heard in English, in the language we understand. There are many times that he even says the word, instead of saying Rabbi Nishlam, he says God. And all the years it left a big impact on me. He does it on purpose because it's a word, it's like in our vernacular. You heard Talmidus, he heard Rabbi Dovid Kilsley, I said Moses, his son. He said Moses, Abraham. He said that, the reason why he got it from Rabbi Per, is sometimes he says words even in English, right, where it hits you a little harder. It's just the clarity that's in our language, in our vernacular. I'm not saying specific that example. Now, Agam of Adna is an Indian, speak Lashon Kodesh and Yiddish to lesser degree. Agam is an Indian. But to say things clearly, exactly what you mean in English, in the way people understand. Right, Per will sometimes, I remember as Bachur, right, Per will give me shiur. We wanted all our friends there, right, Per. We all loved him, as our Rebbe. And we felt we gained a lot from his speeches. So I remember Ben Azmanim, we waited, all our friends were back, from Philly, from Riverdale, from all the yeshivas. We decided, oh, they're going to hear our Rebbe, right, Per. They came to yeshiva, we were in town yeshiva. We still went, we still had the shalom shuddish shmooze, we were still speaking. So as we give shiurim to us. So we're all excited, our friends here, and the thing that always embarrassed us, I remember says used expression, you're not used to a Shiva saying. Expression, not anything bad, like a down-turned expression, we'd all turn red. And it took me years to appreciate that instead of being embarrassed, it's the beauty. He speaks the way we understand, clear words, the way we understand it. The way we understand it, exactly our language. The way we understand, and why does he do it? He doesn't do it because he wants to be hip. It's a cool word itself. He doesn't do it for that reason. He does it because he wants it. It's real. I was once at a levaya. I was at a levaya of a relative. And at this levaya, I was a black hat there. And my brother-in-law was a black hat there. And then my wife was from, and my brother-in-law's wife. And then they have a third sister at that time, a single. Now, she's not at that time a single. We were five from people at levaya. Besides, there was all Freya people at levaya. The author of the book, The Chosen, was there. A lot of, big crowd of Freya people with kids from mixed marriages. We have Rechmanos on cousins. The father's a guy, the mother's a Jew. Kids from that marriage, kids from uneducated backgrounds. And a Rav got up and it boiled my blood. I was so angry. It made me angry. A Rav got up and he officiated at this levaya. And he had opportunity, a frum Rav. He had the opportunity to talk to people. I don't know how many times there was two kids from South Carolina there. There were Yiddish kinderlich, Yiddish people who had the opportunity of frum Rav speak to them. They don't have many times in their lives. And he got up there and he translated Pasuk and Tehillim. And he said, "Thou shall not be wanting." And he said words, I don't know what he was saying. He spoke in an English that isn't spoken. And I was saying to myself, these people are listening, and they're saying, "Oh, this proves what we think. Yiddishkeit's outdated. Yiddishkeit's this old thing is he spoke words that weren't real to people. So Yiddishkeit, the rabbi gets up, it's this old, we have an appreciation for Judaism, we know what it is. It's this thing that these rabbis, very important, we like it, you know, it's traditional, it's tradition, it's something very old and unique, and it doesn't talk in the 2000s. It's an old thing that's, you know, we want to keep the flavor, we want to keep it alive, but we have museums, we need a museum. So we have this, we have a museum, the museum of Jewish, the Jewish museum, and the curators of these Jewish museums are the rabbis. The rabbis are in charge of the Jewish museums. Rabbi, hit it! Thou shalt not want. Baloney, it doesn't have anything to do today. It doesn't say anything about the Yankees and the Mets. Thou shalt not kill. There's no shyness to today. It doesn't talk to me today. I don't say thou. I never said in my life the word thou. It's something old, outdated, and past. That's what the rabbi announced to the whole crowd. And he announced, you're right, he said they're all right. Chil Hashem. It applies today. He should have said to me, buddy, you heard me? You know what it says in Tilden, buddy? It says that all you buddies, Torah talks to you today. That's what he should have said to them. He should have spoken clear message. Any kapitel tell him he read. It talks to us today. It's not outdated. That's what he should have said to them. He should have spoken, you, not thou, you. You shall not kill. You shouldn't kill. And you shouldn't do things that are like with tzichah. You shouldn't do abortion. He should speak to them in their language. Today it applies. That's an interpret the teaching of a clear message. Clear, exact, in the vernacular. This is what the Mishnah, I believe, is telling us. The Mishnah ends, the Al Toimar, a person shouldn't say, She'efne Eshne, when I have time, Pashup Shah says, when I have time, I will learn, Shemaloy Kiponim, because you might never have time. So don't say, when I have time, I'll learn. The Ruach Chaim, I'm in a little bit of a habit now, calling Ruach Chaim. But the Ruach Chaim says, Pshat, look, she'ef nefash of Pshat means when I have time, I'll learn. Don't do that, you might not have time. But Rav Chaim B'Loshe says, not Pshat. Look, she'ef ne'eshna means when I clean myself out. When I change, then I'll learn. Now I'm not in a good stage. I'm not doing so well. Look, she'ef ne. You know, right now I'm in a bad stage. People say, you want, I'm going to learn. I have much more things to work on. I have much more basic things to work on. Look, she'efne, when I finish up all my problems, then actually, then I'll learn. Right now, I'm far from that stage. I have other things to work on first. This mission says, no. Shemaloi tipane, if you have that attitude, you may never get over those things you have. Sit down and learn Torah. Stop making cheshbonim. I'm so full of tumah. I have this, aver, that thing. Look, when I clean myself out more, then I'll learn. In the meantime, you have to understand me. I have so many other problems. This is not. Trust me, I have so many. No, Shemaloi Tifan, if you have that attitude, you'll never get rid of the other stuff. Sit down and learn. You sit down and learn, the Torah itself will retire you. The Torah itself will purify you. This is not the exact Sevart that people who say, I hear this all the time, that people who say that they give an excuse, they're in the yeshiva, they should be shtaig and basmada, but they say to themselves, if you would have seen me compared to what I was yesterday, you know, I'm doing better. If you know where I'm coming from, all this stuff is not the shekers, excuses. All this stuff is not good. She'efna, when I fully get there, right now I'm not holding there, then I'll sit and learn. For now, not for me right now. For me, I have other things to work on first. It's not a kosher attitude. Sit down and learn, that will take care of other things. Like Musa said, to make small siddurim to fix up the other things. I remember I had a chavrusa once. I remember the younger chavrusa. Baruch Hashem, we learned pretty good asmada, ganz good asmada. Once in a while, he'd want to discuss something. He had a down, he had a tough day. I have to discuss, something's bothering me. I started realizing something. If he would talk what was bothering me, then the same, he'd talk what's bothering him. We talked it out. End of the Seder. Now, we started the Seder, he was depressed. I was pretty happy. The end of the Seder, we're both depressed. That was what we accomplished. Garnish. If I would be strong and I would say to him, let's talk after Seder. Let's just learn. Let's learn. We'll talk after Seder. Baruch Hashem, after a while, I started happy, and that was what to do. We'll talk after Seder. We sit and learn all Seder. But end the Seder, it's, let's talk. Seder, talk about what? Oh, that? It's nothing anymore. Sit and learn. Don't say to Shafnet, when I just want to solve one problem before the Seder, something on my mind. And knock them, I learn. Shafnet, when I get it off my mind. Look, Shafnet, you're not gonna ever get to learning. Sit and learn. Sit and learn. After the Seder, you'll talk about it. You know, you'll find dishes all get solved. You sit down and learn Kedusha Vatara, dishes fall away. Mola, mola, dishes stays. Usually nothing stays. It stays after the Seder, you'll do it. Today's Mishnah Dalet. It says in Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet, who are Yoimer? He used to say, Gamliel said, Asay Ritzayinai Kirtzaynecha, make his will like your will, make Hashem's will like your will, Kidei Shiyaser Ritzaynecha, in order that Hashem should make his will, Kirtzaynecha, like your will, Kirtzaynecha, like his will. That's step one. Step two, and I want to speak about this, Ubatel Ritzaynecha, be mevatel your ratzon mipnei ritzaynoi in front of Hashem's will. Be mevatel your own will in front of Hashem's will. Kidei shivatel ratzon acherim, in order that Hashem should mevatel the desire of others mipnei ritzaynoch in front of your will. So I would like to share with the olam a ma'isim mefursim from Chaim Volozhin on these words. Stama Avram knows the story. Afilach with the rest of the olam. I am with Avram on a chazer. This ma'isim, beautiful story from Chaim Volozhin on these words. And the story is as follows. It's in Avia Yeshivas. I asked Rav Fishman about the validity of this story, and he told me that he told me the story is a Mekubal story. So let me share the story with you. It's as follows. Rav Chaim Volozhin had a daughter whose name was Esther. And he wanted for this daughter, he wanted a shidduch. He had a Talmud, Hillel, whose father was a Rav in Haradna. And he wanted this Hillel as a star Talmud, and he wanted this daughter as a shidduch. He wanted this Talmud as a shidduch for his daughter. His daughter had a hearing problem. Rav Chaim Volozhin's daughter Esther had problems with her hearing. And when this Rav Hillel's daughter, and when this Rav Hillel, this Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin's mother, checked into the shidduch, she met. They were in the shidduch medibur. They didn't go out back then. The mother, the daughter met with the parents of this Hillel. And when his daughter met with the mother of Hillel, she saw she had hearing problems, she dropped the shidduch. She said, it's not a shidduch for our son Hillel. This Rav Chaim Volozhin's daughter has hearing problems. And the shidduch was dropped for a long time. But Rav Chaim wanted the shidduch very badly. It was on his mind a lot. And he wanted this Hillel for his daughter. He felt very highly, very strong at this time, but he wanted him for his daughter. His wife once had to go do business. She owned a business. She owned a store. And she had to go do business to someplace near Haradna. So when she was going to do business, Rav Chaim Volozhin said, do me a favor. Try again the shidduch. Ask again the parents. Maybe it's a little while later. They haven't found a suitable match for their son Hillel yet. So ask, maybe this time they'll take our daughter Esther for a shidduch. So she goes to far away trip. She goes on the trip, this business trip. And while she's on the trip, Rav Chaim Volozhin tells his Talmidim, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, my son's a chassan. My daughter's a chassan. Esther to Hillel. They accepted the shidduch. Talmidim and Shlom, how does he know? One Talmud was a bright guy. He writes down the exact minute that Rav Chaim Volozhin said Mazel Tov. He wants to see. He writes down the exact minute. On that, right away, he wrote down the exact minute that Rav Chaim Volozhin said, Mazel Tov, my daughter's a kala. My daughter's a kala, Hillel's a chassan. When the wife comes back, this Talmud goes up to the wife and says, when was the shidduch ready? And it was to the minute when he wrote down. He wrote down the time. She says the time it was. It's a pretty major event. She remembers she went to the parents' house. It's 7:40, 7:45. The parents said, yes, it's a shidduch for some reason. They'll mask him. It was to the minute. It was mamish to the time when the Talmud wrote down. So they went up to, he spread the word amongst, you can imagine the story spread in Volozhin amongst all Talmidim of Chaim. The mice is spread it. He's a Navi. Rav Chaim Volozhin's a Navi. He knew the exact time. He said, Mazel Tov, they accepted the shidduch. How do you know they accepted? So they went to Rav Chaim Volozhin. They said, yeah, we did. It's the mice of Moifus. So he said, I'm not a Navi, I'm not the son of a Navi. It's a Mishnah Navis. It's a Mishnah, how do I know? It's a Mishnah, the second parak Navis, Mishnah Dawud. He said that the whole time I had a tremendous rutzen that this Talmud should be my son-in-law. And maybe it was a little bit at fault that I wasn't ready to accept Hashem's plans. I want my plan, Hashem's plan. I wasn't so willing for Hashem's plan. to a dakistic degree, I was like very focused on my desires. He said, at this moment, I worked on myself for a while. I should just accept Avad, I want him for a son. There was nothing wrong with that. The letter one, Talmud for a son-in-law. Nothing wrong with that. But I should accept that Hashem runs the Amish Tafir Tevel, and whoever Hashem has in mind, it's good. Hashem runs the world. He said, I worked myself, and I came today to this level that I said whatever Hashem decides. I talked a while for a son-in-law, but I came battle with Sancha, I was zeichet to this Mishnah, where it says, be mevatel your will when they would sign in front of Hashem's will. I came to it. And I was zeichet, we're at the end of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? In order that Hashem should mevatel others' will in front of your will. So I came to whatever Hashem does, I was mevatel my will in front of Hashem's will. So I realized the Mechutanim, Hillel's parents who didn't want the Shidduch, their will was stopping my will. But because I accepted Hashem's will, I get the end of the Mishnah, Hashem's Mevatel Ratz Nachem in front of my will. So I knew they accepted the Shidduch, so I said, Mazel Tov! It had to be the end of the Mishnah. And Tachab?
Well, running the fish worked on himself.
Yeah.
I don't understand. If he said, Hashem, I want your
he didn't,
will,
he wasn't about, I knew that the woman had this cash. That's why I said he wasn't Mevatel his own will. He still had a will. Doesn't say a person's allowed to have the will. The point was he was accepting the Ribbono Shel Olam's will over his will.
I'm saying, so why did they get married? If it was the Ribbono Shel Olam's will not for them to get married.
He had no idea if the Ribbono Shel Olam's will was that this shouldn't happen. The point was that he was willing to accept whatever the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam was. He was interested in the Ribbono Shel Olam's will. His will didn't take precedence. Oibazai, Hashem wasn't against the Shidduch. Oibazai, Hashem was mevatel Ratz Nachem in front of his Ratz.
I have a riot to that people mean Dafka not to have no ego because what's the name? That I heard that Muslim, like Chametz, you can't be Mevatel Chametz after Pesach. It's thought already. So it just means going over your will, it doesn't mean not having a will.
I hear. Nice deal. It's a very nice deal. It's a good question. This Mishnah, the Dafka, I'll be honest. Why am I sharing a story? It's the first story, telling a story. The Mishnah is very deep, very, very deep. And I simply, in all honesty, feel that this Mishnah is beyond, I can't fully explain it. I'll be told as I researched, I thought about it, I delayed. I went right to last night and went back to it. I looked, I thought about it. I'm not ready, prepared to teach this Mishnah. I'll be totally honest. I'm not prepared to teach this Mishnah. It's very complex. I don't even say the different things, but not troubling. It's a beautiful Mishnah. For sure, that what we could learn is to accept the Ribbono Shel Olam's desire. There's a lot more in this Mishnah. Right now, I'm not prepared to teach it. Maybe at a later time. So right now, I'll share a beautiful story. It's a true story. Yeah. What you want to make of the story, what, it's a true story, a beautiful story. Beyond that, I'm not prepared to teach right now. The next Mishnah says as follows. Mishnah Hey. Hu Ayayner. Gamliel used to say, Ein Bar Yorichei. Somebody who is Amaretz can't fear sin. V'loi Amaretz Chassin. Amaretz can't be a Chassin. It can be a Tzadik, not a Chassin. V'loi Abayshin Loidei. Is what I want to speak about. Abayshin can't learn. Somebody who's embarrassed, is an embarrassed person, will never be a Talmid Chacham. Can't learn. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Reb Chaim Elazar, which says as follows. And this Pasuk in Mishlei, the Olam who knows how I like being mechanech, how I like learning, I like Bacham to learn, know this is a shtickle motto of mine. I want to tell you Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says the following, get this in your bones, please, and myself included, let's all get this in our bones. If you want to become anything in learning, anything in life, get this in your bones. And it says as follows, Lo yachbeis ksil besvuna, a fool has no interest in wisdom, kiyim, unless biskalis liboy, he reveals his heart. What does that mean? Zaktiv chayim b'lazim ratzal oimar. Ein oichot eitz betuna. A person has no desire for wisdom. Elim came rayin oisim igala liboy, unless he reveals his heart. Umayda la'emeshein imedrin. And he admits, I don't understand. So many people, all of us, we walk around, I know, I can speak of myself, and others I can't tell what's going on in their hearts. I want to know something, but I'm afraid to ask. I'm 28 years old, shtickle beard on my face. I'm going to say to my father, what's that, is that an aleph? It's a shtickle embarrassing, you're supposed to know that. So we're afraid to ask. Zok the pasuk in Mishlei, You have no interest, you have no desire in knowledge. Unless you reveal your heart, I don't know. I admit, I don't know. I don't care, I should know it, I don't know. We live in the dirt, people are embarrassed to expose themselves. If they're in yeshiva, if everybody's shuffling, you have to time the shuffle exactly like everybody, you don't want to stick out. As long as in shir, the bacher sits in shir, looking in, he might be, I see a bacher looking in, he's looking on the wrong daf. He's on the wrong daf, the wrong place, but he just wants, the other guy's looking in. Then other people are looking up, you're not reading anymore. So he looks up. Fool. Pasha, I'm not you're so strong. Ask. Say, I don't understand what you say. I don't know what Amad Yaktu. I don't know. I don't know what Masech. Kalish. We've been learning for a few months. I'm a little behind. What Masech are we learning? What are we doing? Tell me what Amad we're on. Shemzat Lish to ask. If a person desires Das, he has to admit, this is the number one step anywhere. There's no busha. There's no bizyonis. I forgot who's Abraham. Please tell me a little about Abraham. I know I'm supposed to know a little Chumash. Too bad. Ask. This is the start of all wisdom. You've been davening for a long time. It's a little embarrassing. I push it down. What does Baruch mean? What is Atah? What's Hashem? Ask. A person who has desire, Chachma, he has to reveal himself, I don't know. And until a person is ready to make that admitted, to admit that, I don't understand, you ought to ask. There's no busha. Until he has no interest in das, until he does that. You want to be interested in wisdom, you want to know something in life, there's no busha. You come up to, I don't care, you have a long beard, what does the Tai Chi word mean? I don't understand this word means. I met people with lined of birds who shuffle and curl for year and they don't understand alephes, because they never want to ask. They don't understand alephes. I spoke to people learning. I spoke to people, they don't understand alephes. They're embarrassed. Le'abai shaloyvin! You can have no shaykhus limitatar, you can shuckle and stroke the bird till 120, and you'll be nifter namar, it's rechlan mitzvah. You want to have shaykhus to tvuna to das, shemzachnish, don't be embarrassed, ask. I don't understand, what's the place? Ask. I remember the bacher of my shir. I remember in Beis Mesh, we learned about Abraham, and one bacher decided, I remember the bacher. Today is the person on Oshas. This bacher, now he's a younger man. I remember this bacher decided he was not holding with the rest of the island, not his shtar, the rest of the island, in Havana. And he used to ask embarrassing questions in shir. When all the was handling it, we'd all have to hold in a little bit of a chuckle. He knows Shas today. He knows Shas. In Abai Shalayman, if you want to have busha, then you can't have shaykhus to das. If you want to be embarrassed, you don't want to admit, that's a pasuk Mishlei you should have in your bones. Leisech by tzil b'svuna. The fool has no interest in tzvuna and das, he in b'skalos libay, unless he's willing to reveal himself. People were so worried. I remember the whole high school walking under the fear of being exposed. People are going to find out Kalish is not Moritz. It might be in the headlines. Kalish is not Moritz. You're so scared. So everything to do, just that Abida Kalish shouldn't be exposed to not Moritz what he is. So you don't ask the questions that Allah you should ask. If I ask that question, I damn the Lanish Moritz. A Bacher recently asked, I don't know what the question was. He said, Abacher prefaced it. He said, I know I davened a lot. I don't know what the question was. So it's like something I should know. Okay, here's the question I look like something you should know. I wanted to hug the Bacher. Because the Bacher said, you have shaykhus to das there. You're not afraid to admit. You expose yourself. Don't worry, I'm exposed. Come out the white flag. The white flag flying, I surrender. I thought I don't know. A little self-confidence won't hurt. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. I'm exposed, white flag and all. Okay, I come off the high horse. I just don't know. Can I ask you a question? Shemus of Nishkes. There's nothing embarrassing here. In a Baishalayim. Embarrassed, people just get impressed with you. If you want to know the truth, this is the guy who's impressive. The one who's shuckling with the crowd, you don't do a good job, by the way. You don't do a good job. You're not shuckling at the same pace as him. People know this. You're pointing to them and you're on the wrong page. He turned the page, or the second year, he turned the page, then he hears the shuckle of the pages. The Rebbe noticed that little shuckle. He notices. He never told you he notices. The best thing in a Baishalayim with Shemzachlish, ask. Don't be afraid of any question. In davening, you don't know what a word means. Come up to somebody, look up the article, open it up. You don't know what the word means. You want interest in das and chachma, learn to ask. Step one. Don't be embarrassed. We practiced that before. The next point of the Mishnah is a very similar point. V'layakapta melamed. Somebody who's makdib will never be a teacher. Now here I want to tell you an important insight, and I want you all to remember, and I want Daniel Kalish to practice this. You better start practicing. It says, v'layakapta melamed. If you're makdib, you can never be a teacher. You're going to all, be'ezer Hashem, v'inshah and o'im, have tremendous, large mishpachas, healthy mishpachas, good mishpachas, and you're going to have wonderful children. Every bacher here, everybody. We have wonderful children. And your children get to stages, they're going to ask a lot. The worst thing in the world you could do is say, stop chaperoning. I think that's hard. They ask a lot of questions. Kids naturally are curious. Reward them. Give them a hug and a kiss for every question they ask. Encourage to ask. I want to tell you, you want to accomplish the biggest disaster? You want to accomplish, not the biggest, you want to make a disaster? Stop them asking. Hey, stop nudging already. You just caused disaster. The kid will stop asking. You'll be successful, so stop asking. And in life, the worst thing, you just were the worst Rebbe, you were the worst Machan. You were not just the worst. You just did it very bad. You taught a kid to stop asking. Here we're saying, Lo Yabai Shaloi, maybe he said is to learn to ask. The fool only says, I want wisdom if he learns to ask, to admit, I don't know. And the kid asks, and you check him, you stop him from asking him. A Rebbe as a Bacher asks questions. If he doesn't, it's not just he says stupid question. If he doesn't, they're a vain. As a Yidin Eretz Yisrael, when a guy asks a question, you feel like a million bucks asks him a question. He brightens up. If he's a captain, a guy who doesn't express it, he's a mock, but he's strict, the question. There's a look. You discourage Talmidim from questions. You've just taken away all das from them, all wisdom. You've taken away the key. If we just learned the last din of the Mishnah, that in Abayishan Loimed, the key to leave it is to ask, La'yachmetz k'sil betvuna, ki'im bisgalis libay. The only way somebody is shaykhis l'chachma is if he learns to admit, I don't know, so ask, La'yachmetz melamed. The one who's makbid, who doesn't brighten up to a bachur who asks a question, can never be a Rebbe. Now can be a Rebbe, he's a disastrous Rebbe. He teaches people the exact opposite of wisdom. Not just when he expresses, oh, stupid questions, stop always asking. But even when he doesn't give them, what are you saying? Oh, you're asking, oh. Even when he doesn't do that, a good rav, Stam Yishino, in Hilchas, in certain halachas, people ask rabbanim, it's a little embarrassing topics. There's certain topics a lady has to ask Rabban and Shilas. You want to know a good rav from a bad rav? A good rav is so smooth that the person never feels embarrassed. They're trained. A good rav, a tzaddik knows that if he shows the slight, makes her the slightest bit embarrassed, or the man who's asking maybe an embarrassing Shilas, and there could be such, if he shows the slightest negiach yuve kuris, and he can cause the next time the person's a little embarrassed to go and doesn't go, and paskins on their own, negech yuvei kuris. All because the rav made the person feel was a captain, a little bit of a captain. Or even if someone's a shayla, simple. It's very simple, it's obvious. A good rav will take it seriously because the rav knows next time the shayla might be a serious shayla. And if I make the person feel stupid for asking, they won't ask next time. So, le'yakapten melame, a teacher in any capacity, in chinuch, and we all be melamdim, in chinuch, as a rav, as a rebbe, you can't be a captain. You can't be makbid. You have to be totally light to questions and encouraging of questions. That's a good malami. That's a good rebbe. And anything else, if you discourage a bacher from questions, if you discourage a child, my brother-in-law, I have a brother-in-law I look up to very highly, and he gives his kid prizes for asking questions. And it's not always so easy. He gives them, he rewards them for questions. And he trains them to admit not to know things. The question admits I don't know. It teaches people to be curious. It teaches people to want wisdom. That's what a question teaches. He rewards them. Oh, Givald, no one knows the answer. No one knows the answer. Givald, impressive question. It's a thoughtful question. So, friend, you're thinking, I'm happy you're admitting you don't know. You encourage them to ask questions. That's a malami. That's a rebbe. That's a mechana. That's a parent. That's a good malami. And the other way, like captain, somebody's makbid. Is not a good melamed. Like a captain melamed. V'loy kol amar v'b'schoy remachkin. Not everybody who's busy with business gets smart. Chassam Sofer's medayik, but it sounds like some people are busy with business. So not everybody who's busy with business gets smart. The truth is, I promised Lilo and just made a commitment last night, 10 to 15 minutes. Lynette will continue tomorrow night. only about 8 nights left, 10 nights left of Avos together, Be'ez Hashem. There are very few nights left. So, because of that, I would like to try to finish the second parak. That's my plan. So I'm getting in another Mishnah tonight. I do apologize. We'll say very short. We won't come more than 10 minutes tonight. The Mishnah says, we're finishing up Mishnah Hay. Parak Be'ez Mishnah Hay. And the Mishnah ends, V'loi kol amar v'b'schei remachkin. Not everybody who does a lot of business, in business won't help you. You have to be in care. It says, not everybody who's married in business gets smart. So the Chassam Sofer is a fascinating shot. The Chassam Sofer says that what it means, not everybody who's always in business gets smart, it means as follows. People sometimes make a deal between themselves. He says, listen, this is what Chassam Sofer says. He says, you're going to share. Why should I bother going to shir also? Let me learn something else. When you're done, you'll tell me all what was said in the shir. Sam Sofer says this. So that's business. I'll have learned something else. I'll get that. Plus, I'll get the shir. I do a little business. You make a deal with the guy. Zakta Sam Sofer, not everybody who does business gets smart. But Sam Sofer says it's kedai to hear shir yourself. You go directly, you're in the mirror. So if you, I always saw Bachar, I never understood it. They don't take advantage of shirim. Beautiful shiurim in the mirror. The Bachar don't go. I don't know. They feel I'll talk it over. I'll get it anyway. I'll find out the Ma'amar Kaimus. Zaktach San Saiba, there's a special kayach in hearing it from the Rebbe himself. In hearing it from the Rebbe, there's a kayach in hearing it from the Rebbe himself. So loy kol amar v'sar machim, don't think. You might think you're gaining from this business deal. Not everybody. I'm all the Rebbe. It's not good to hear from him, Taka. It's like some people amar v'sar machim. Talk about it. You hear a Kaddish v'tar, you have a Chashiv Zake and a Chashiv Rebbe. So then it's Taka. Doing business is not always such a good idea. The Mishnah ends. Remarkim she'ein anosh v'shtadol liyosesh. Now we always think pshat is when there aren't people around, there's nobody who's strong around, you make sure to be an ish. I want to say two pshatim. So one is a stam. If there's nobody around who could take charge, be the man who takes charge. I want to tell you two other pshatim. Well, one sort of out there. But Reb Chaim Elazhin says pshat that v'makom she'ein ish means in a place where there are no anashim, there are no men. Many times you see a bachur in yeshiva, dam shemun esrei, beautiful shemun esrei, gorgeous. You see him davening, shocking, azavi lulu, beautiful. Then when nobody's around, he's davening at home. One says to be home, he's sick, he can't be on minyan. He says, finished. Or another time, a guy in yeshiva during this man, he's got sadik afroma. He goes bein as man. He goes on a little road trip with the three friends. Doesn't look the same after this. He's not doing the same meisim. Zaktav Chaim Belozhin, v'makum shein anashim, v'dafku when there aren't people around, the shtadal yosish. Work on yourself, that v'dafku when nobody's around, daven efest shman esrei. You're on a road trip with your two best friends. Put in the good davenings. Talk like a mensch, dress like a mensch. V'makum shein anashim, shtadal yosish. Hope that those moments, k'mat the most important to shtadal, it takes a little more effort. Shtadal, it takes a little more effort. Leos ish, but try at those moments to be strong. I called up the Bachram in this crowd, it could be Meir, but I called up Bachram, this Ben Asmanin, and I always feel, I felt this way for a long time, that when Bachram, you take a group of Bachram, they do something, Ben Asmanin. They go on a trip. If the Bachram have a negative trip, and Epis, they don't do things Bnei Torah should do, they come back to besides the Etzim Pagam of having a bad trip, it depresses them. They say, the Torah wasn't real, it didn't impact me. It's so hard to get the Bachar back into the next man. I've seen Bachar have terrible yiridus. There's a Bachar I know, is a Masmer Otzim, who came to me, God, it was last year, Elzman, after Sukkos Ben Asmanim. Sorry, it was the beginning of Cheshvan. And he came to me all down. And he couldn't get the learning. He was dashing different reasons why he's not starting his man right. After together, we try to figure out to be ma'ayin zayin. It turned out he did things wrong ben asmanim. He did things he shouldn't have done. His nichshal, and when he's nichshal, it's very hard for the person to get going again. I'll tell you, the magid says the pasuk says smach bachar b'yal b'secha. A bachar party, have a wild time. The pasuk which goes on, and the gemara says the yitzhara speaks the beginning of the pasuk. Party, have a wild time. It's a Shabbos. I need to guys. Oh, Tismach boch b'yalbusecha. Rejoice, youth, in your youthness. V'yatimcha libcha. And let your heart be happy. V'yamei b'chusecha. In your youthful days. V'halach b'dachi libecha. Go in the ways of your heart. V'marei necha. Go wherever you want, eyes want. So that's the Yetzer Hara. He's saying, pardon! Run wild! The Yetzer Tov responds, V'da, other v'davissin, shenoh, ki al kol lein liviecha l'kim b'mishpat. Everything Hashem did to come to judgment with you. So Pasha, at the beginning of the Pasuk, the Yetzer Hara, and then the Yetzer Hara learns. The Dubna Magid said, shot the whole Pasuk, the Yetzer Hara. The beginning, I understand. He says, party, run around! What's the end? Da, ki al kol lein liyavi b'mishpat. What's the end? The end of the Pasuk says, that you should know that on all this you're going to come to judgment. The Yetzer Hara is listening. He gets you to do all that verse. Then he says, remember, Hashem is punishing you. Don't have a good zman, it's too late. Da, look what you already did already. Too late. Look at all that verse. Who are you fooling? Look what you did this day, zman. Da, ki akol eila yom b'mishpat, you're going to be punished already. It's too late. So I have found over the years many bachrim, they have a poor ben asmanan, and it depresses them, and they tackle full of this yetzer of da, it's too late, that's it. So I encourage bachrim, it's not the only reason. Avadi shouldn't have a bad trip, because the shtaka should be a real ben tayr. But I beg bachrim to go on a road trip. When nobody's around, the shtadol yisish, if at those moments you can be strong, it's the exact opposite. If it's true for the negative, the opposite is so true. I went with the Bruno Bachman myself, was stuck in Atlanta for a few days in a snowstorm. 2 days, Felicia? Baruch Shem, we had a very tired day of trial. We sat and learned. We were very tired. We got a lot of learning in Baruch Shem. I know it was mechazik all of us. All of us who were there gave us tremendous chizuk. If when there's no anashim, I'm not Atlanta, there's no anashim, but we were shtickle on our own. And if a person's mishtadu and the no anashim, leos ishik gives tremendous chizuk to the person. It gives tremendous strength. That's what the Mishnah says. When there's nobody around, work hard, bear down, and still be an ish. Still hold out strong. Put in a good Shemana Esther when nobody's around. You can put in a fesh Shemana Esther. It gives the person such chizuk. First of all, it strengthens the person that he's b'fnei Hashem. Even when I'm not around people, I chap him b'fnei Hashem. It also tells the person he has real strength. He's not motivated by small motivations. It strengthens the person that he could do it under different conditions. He doesn't just need his yeshiva conditions. It's a strength for the person. One of my best Roshanas I ever had, there was a member of my family who was sick, and I had to be near a hospital. And I had a daven in the modern shul. I was in a community. I stayed in a what's it called, home, in a, like a bigger cholim home. And I had to be in a community. I had to be in a shul that wasn't the most tayridic. And I was very nervous. My whole life, Roshanah, I grew up by daven in Yeshiva Rockaway, in Yeshiva, in the Mir. Baruch Hashem, I davened yeshiva all like I was always davening yeshiva Shani Yom Kippur. And then Rosh Hashanah, I davened in a quick minion. I didn't have the chazanim I was used to, the power of the people next to you crying and concentrating. It was different. It was a very modern experience, let us say. But I must say, my life, it may have been my best Rosh Hashanah ever. I said to myself, forget all the outside trappings. It has to be internal, Kalish. Forget all the outside things, the chazan that you love as a help. All the things you need, but you have to be careful. The mokin shein anashim, you don't have all the chitzaynistic people, your guys around you. You know that I only do well when my chevra is around me. The mokin shein anashim, when there are no men, when your group's not around you, shtadal yasish. Be careful then! Be an ish also. And if you'll be an ish, then it's such a chizik, I can do it under all conditions. It's mechazik the person immensely. It's so real, it's so one with me. I remember the person of Kaskaya was in the yeshiva also, the same feeling. You know, the yeshiva said there's no simchas Torah here. Chas v'shalom! There's still Torah, there's still simchas Torah. Yeshiva Zaych always to have the external trappings, but if it's ever removed, with Makom Shein Anashim, you don't have all the Anashim around you, Shtadol Yisish. Make sure it's so internal, you still can be an Ish. This should be something we all work on. This is such a common thing, because if I'm not in my, people get used to a certain chaz in the Shari Kippur. If I don't have that, I can't daven. Avada, it's good to use external things. You should go back to that chazan year by year if he inspires you for your Shemayim Givaldi. But the Mokum She'ein Anashim, if you remove those external traps, it's Shtadol Yisish. Make sure you're still a man. You're still, it's so part of you, it's so intrinsic. Without the external, like, still do it. The first year, you buy the Pesach Seder, your in-laws. Growing up, the only one in the world who knows how to make a Seder was my father. truly small. Nobody else knows how to make a seder. Any other way, it does it wrong. You don't do that minhag. You don't sing you do it wrong. Shvaich HaMasa, your family doesn't have a minhag to all, whatever they do. You do it wrong. You don't do like mine. That's a grossly thing. So the first year you buy your in-laws, it's like they just don't know how to make a seder. They don't get it. You're not used to, you have all your external traps. They're good. Your father and hug them are beautiful. But the point is, when you don't have the externals, is it to make it intrinsic enough without the anashim around, without all the other men, the other external things, the shtabel yisish, make sure it's still intrinsic. And then over years, you start discovering that the pesach is really inside of you. The feelings of cheres are inside of you. Even without that, external trappings are good. Minhag Yisrael Kaddish, you should keep the external trappings. If Hashem never removes it, you should keep around the anashim. You should never say, okay, I'm keeping away from good friends because I want to make sure it's internal. No. Hang around with friends, have the externals. But if you're ever not amongst those externals, you're away from your chevra, hishtabel yisish. Make sure you're still a man. Make sure it's so intrinsic that you're still able to hold shtag. The Mishnah will stop here already. We'll learn the second bag of Abbas, Mishnah above. The Mishnah says as follows. Ahu. Rav Gamliel also saw Ra Gulgulus Echad Shepsof Al Pnei Amayim. He saw a skull that was floating on the water. Omar Lan, he said to the skull, Al Da'atvis Atfucha, because you drowned somebody else, you were drowned. V'saif, and in the end, Matifayich, the one who drowned you, Yitufa, and he too will be drowned. But this is very similar to the Chazal HaMakas. Chazal HaMakas said, that it says that when somebody kills b'shogeg, so if he, let's say what was the story that happened? So the Gemara's Masbir that there was really a man who killed somebody else and got away with it. There were no witnesses. He got away with it. Maybe there was no asra. So he got away with it. Somebody else once killed b'shogeg and got away with it. What does Hashem do? He makes them both come to one punduk, to one inn, and the guy who killed b'shogeg is climbing up the ladder of the inn. And he falls off the ladder, he slips, and he falls off the ladder. And by falling off the ladder, he falls on top of the one who killed the maizid and kills him. So the one who killed the maizid without Adam now got his misa. The one who killed the shaykh without witnesses, this time it's in a crowded hotel. There are a lot of people around. And he goes to Golis, each one gets his just. That's the Mishnah saying that a person, he saw somebody drown, he said his ashkacha. There's Ashkacha. He said, you drowned somebody else, you drowned, and in the end, the one who drowned you also drowned. There's Ashkacha. It's not some coincidence, it's not such thing, it's Ashkacha. That's what he said. There's a lot to say on this Mishnah. I felt to go over one point. I feel an interesting Ramban. He's speaking an interesting Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban's in Parashas Lech Lecha. And the Ramban is bothered by the following Kasha. The Rambam as well, they're both bothered by the following Kasha. On this topic of the one who was drowned deserved to drown because he drowned somebody else. So I want to teach them a Ramban. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, there is a Ramban, the one can see inside, there's a strong Kasha in this Ramban. Hashem said to Avram Avinu as follows. Hashem said, Vayomel Avram, Yodoya Teda, you should know, Kiger Yezarach Averitz Leilahem. Your children are going to be a ger in the land that's not theirs. Vavodim, they're going to work them. The Inuaisam, they're going to pay them arba mei shana. Your descendants are going to be gerim. Then Hashem says, Vigames agoy sheyavoidu donanoichi. However, the one that makes your children work, I'm going to judge them. Fret the Rambam and the Ramban. Why did the Mitzrayim get punished? The pelvic of Kasha, Harry. Doesn't this Kasha? Why did the Mitzrayim get punished? It's a pasuk. Mistam, everybody knew about this nevuah. It was a nevuah that Klal Yisrael was supposed to be punished. It says, "Va'avodim v'inuaisam." Somebody's going to work them and pain them. So it says lahedya that it's supposed to happen. So why were the Mitzrayim punished? Frekni Ramban, up in art in Bereishis Perek Tezvav, pasuk Yedalit. Why were the Mitzrayim punished? It was nigzar on them. There was a gzeira. The Gzeira said that somebody's supposed to come punish Klai Yisrael. She got a reward in the Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim should come, so we want schar. It's a mitzvah, we listen to the Nebuah. Pasha was a Nebuah. There was a Nebuah, Hashem said you should kill out Achav's house. And Yehu went ahead and killed out the family of Achav. The Torah compliments Yehu. Gives him a compliment, give Alvin. Ah! Torah Vasisi, you did give Alvin. The Mitzrayim did the Ratzon Hashem. The Ramban is the Kasha. The Rambam also. The Rambam in Avuchim is the Kasha, and the Ramban right over here. They should get rewarded. The Torah said, "Avodim v'inuay samar me'ashana." Somebody's supposed to make Klaiso work hard and pay them for 400 years, and the Mitzrayim came along and did the job. So why are they punished? Yes, Marco. So one possibility. The Rambam says, the Rambam's in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, Levi Shaloi Gozer Lishadua. It didn't say who should do it. So who asked them to be the one to do it? Nobody asked you. The Ramban says it's not true. The Ramban says, Lo Nachon, it's not a good pshat. He argues in the Rambam. He says, if a king would say, he says the following mashal. He says, if a king would say, let's say a king would say, he gives a mashal like this. If a king would say, I want a certain thing done to somebody in my Medina, and if somebody else would do it, if somebody would come and do it, so the king would say, Givalda, you did my will. I got my ass somebody else to do it, but the other guy wasn't doing it, you did it, Tiskel Mitzvahs. Zot Rabbana, know what the Rambam means. So what Hashem didn't say to the Mitzvahim to do it? Hashem said it should be done. The Mitzvahim saw nobody was doing it, boom, tzaddikim. They decided to do it. So the Ramban doesn't like the Rambam's teretz, then who asked you to be the one to do it? That's not the pshat. So Zot Ramban back to the Kasha. Zot Ramban back to the Kasha is how the Mitzvahim punished? How are they punished? It was a nevuah that was supposed to be recorded. Yes, so man. Sure. He didn't say Yehud should do it. Yehud did it. Gets rewarded. Zabdi Ramban, this is the Yehud could see the Ramban inside. I don't have a Yisha, but Alicia and I saw it inside together. It's an apparent steer in the Ramban's. The Ramban starts out with one thing and ends with something else. But the way the Ramban starts out, the Ramban's teretz is, they did too much. The Mitzrayim did too much. They were machmir. They should have done a little bit. They should have worked klais or paying them. They did too much. They drowned the kids in the yard. They did too much. So they're punished for doing too much. That's Rabban's one thing. In the end, Rabban changes tunes in the middle. I don't have a yishuv. He doesn't say I'm saying another teretz. I read through the Rabban a few times. If somebody could look through the Rabban and tell me I don't have a good yishuv, Perek Tesva, Bereishis Pasuk Gedalim. The Rabban's switches and he says didn't have the right intention. He said if they would have done it, Hashem said in the tzaddikim. But since they did it to stand, they were mad at Klaisol, they didn't like Klaisol. Stam, they were anti-Semitic, they stam were against the Am Yisroel, so their intentions wanted to fulfill Ratzon Hashem, then it's bad. This Hashem said to do it, if somebody, you have to do it with those intentions. This gets a Yisoid to Avigdor Miller, says a Yisoid. It says that Esav come back, it's a different teretz, Marco. One teretz, they did too much. Now you can tell me, if you do it for a different intention, you will do too much, but it's not the point, they did too much. Okay, that could be true. You don't need the fact they overdid it. According to the Ramban ends, the problem was they had the wrong intentions. This gets to a point of Rabbi Victor Miller, which I always value a lot. You see somebody act like a kanoi sometimes. You see a velt kanois. A guy would say, Rabbi Isai, you're coming to the firing away. There's certain yidn who are kanoim. You know, they stand up what's right. And they'll come into a room, they'll bang out, Rabbi Isai! And they'll scream and yell at Talmidim, at friends, at shul, posh, whatever it may be, there's kanois and there's time. Kanoyim poigim poigim. There's a time for kanois, a big mitzvah. Rav Avigdor Miller says if you want to act like a kanoi, you can live up to it. Now, this doesn't mean if I say, by musr, it doesn't mean to say, I don't give musr, except when I'm there, I'll give musr. I'm talking about the general attitude of kanois, of being a strong kanois, also has to be, let me live up to it. I'm not saying anybody here should make a chesed, and I'm not going to give musr anymore. I'm not going to give musr anymore. I'm not there when I'm there. No, but get there also. But now when you see something with such a clarity that giving musr to others is a responsibility on you to get there also. It says, Chazal say, k'shoit atzlecha v'achach k'shoit achem. First beautify yourself, then beautify others. Gevaldig! I don't have to give musr, I'm not beautiful myself. No, Chazal don't say, don't be k'shoit achem because you're not k'shoit. Chazal worded things very exact. They don't say, don't beautify yourself, others, because you're not beautiful. That's not what they say. Beautify yourself, beautify others. Taka, give mussar, but make sure you're beautiful also. If you really, what is it when you're giving mussar? Vice says you have a sensitivity in that Indian. Vice says you have to dover. So work on it yourself and give mussar to others. But a person doesn't maise kanois. Doesn't maise kanois. He has to live up to the maise kanois. I'll give you a mashal. Esav came back, Oyif min asad. Rashi says he was over Mitzicha. So you know who did Esav kill? You know who killed which king? You know who Esav killed? He did Mitzicha murder! He's a murderous guy, Esav. You know who he killed, Eli? I'll tell you a secret. He killed Nimrod. If you and I, Eli, we kill Nimrod, we get on the Moetzis immediately. We don't be on the Moetzis tomorrow, they anoint us a seat. Nimrod is the Velt Russia. Nimrod tried to kill Avraham Avinu. If you and I, Eli, tomorrow, we go kill Nimrod, it's like killing Hitler, Yimach Shemai, right away, seat on the Moetzis the other time. Go to Lander! Eli, go, wow, the Tzaddik will kill Nimrod. He'd walk in, he's a Tzaddik anyway, but he'd walk in, mamish. The whole Christ will sing Yom Al Yimei Melech when he walks in. So what's Esav, Shad, Esav? Esav is held responsible. He says, Oyver, Yulia, Avodah Zarah. He's Oyver, so Shlichus Dalim. He's Oyver, when I saw Shlichus Dalim, he didn't live up to the Kanois. So Maisa Kanois! We have to live up to the Maisa Kanois. In the Maisa of Yehu, there's amazing psukim. At first Hashem compliments Yehu for killing Abbas Achav, and later on Hashem rips Yehu. What happened? The same action Hashem, when he first did a comment, he didn't live up to it, Rabbi explains. A Maisa Kanois is good, you have to live up to the Maisa Kanois. You have such a sensitivity, you see it, you have to live up to it. Zakhna Ramban, they talk about right to do something to Klai Yisrael. V'avod minu oisam. You better do it with rain intention, pure intentions. You better do it for the right reasons. You do it for the wrong reasons. A mice like this. I don't know if Rabbi said this is true on Tzidkus, on Chesed, Seder. The Seder on Chesed, it says, don't worry if you have the wrong reasons, perhaps. Better to have the right reasons. But you want to do a mice, you want to be a Zafrum, you want to go and rip a hole, you want to give Musa to a guy, be careful if you hate him. Be careful if you have a Tainan. Make sure your intentions are pure. You want to do something that's negative. You want to. We want to be tzaddik. Let's torture Klai Yisrael. Let's get them to work for us. You better make sure your intentions are pure. And Zot Ramban, since their intentions were impure, they held responsible. That's the Gamsa Goyisha. You're going to don anoichim. The ones who judge you, I'm judging. You talk at impure intentions, bad intentions. Yeah. That's on this topic. Now Avada here is this Mishnah which says you drowned others, so you get drowned. And the one that drowned you gets drowned. The one that drowned you gets drowned. Certainly, the Rishonim speak out. Over here, certainly, one cannot make a cheshbon. He says, Hashgacha. Hashem wanted it. Hashem wanted it. Obviously, Hashem wanted it. I would have been successful. So that, if Adam the Teretz is, like you Ramban, your intentions are bad. Your intentions are not to do Ratzon Hashem. Your intentions are to do Ratzon Hashem, follow the Torah. Your intentions are bad. It goes here for your intentions. You can't say, yeah, but he deserved it. Your intentions are bad.
Well, the Nebuah by Avram was Gamas Goya Shri Avidu Dana Naikin. So it's like retroactive so that there's someone's going to have full.
They should have seen that. Tzvitain's Bamas, they answer new tarets. I was wondering if the Rishonim could say Shetarets. I was wondering why the Rishonim don't say. Tzvitain is Bamas, the Nebuah alone to do it, so if somebody would have done it, would have gotten Schar. It's only because Hashem put in the first Nebuah, the Gamas Goya Shri Avidu Dana Naikin. The Rabban and Ram don't learn like you. It's a good Zog, Tzvi. Yeah, it's a good Zog. You have to love the seas, Tiny. Okay.